Man, I tell you what. It's time. It's time, baby. I can feel it in my bones. It's time. So guys, I've been here for a while, 7.5 years, but a little quick story about me. My name is Jefferson Santos from the Dallas, Texas area. I have a beautiful wife, Megan Santos, and our son Harrison, who's 15 months old. And about 17 years ago, I met Wayne Nugent through a friend of a friend of a friend. And I was 20 years old at the time. And I asked Wayne, how do I be like you? How do I be successful like you? He told me to read two books. You guys have heard of these books before. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, right? And I realized that wealth building was a team sport after I read those two books. But see, when I was growing up, single mother, raising my sister and I, she had three jobs. One thing I learned from my mother is that work ethic. She worked to put food on the table for us. But I also learned, and I also knew, that I did not want to have to work three or four or five jobs to put food on the table, amen? So I learned that. But one of the things that happened about 20 years ago that I just remembered when I was standing over here in line about to march up here, in just one of those candid conversations with my mother, I asked her, I don't know how it came up, but she said that your dad and I weren't planning, like they didn't plan to have me. It wasn't like in a derogatory kind of way. It's like, you were an accident, but not in a, like in a bad way, you know? And I'm thinking, man, I'm glad I was an accident. I'm glad I'm here. And so the thing is every moment, every minute, every second that I breathe, I have an opportunity to live and give back because I wasn't supposed to be here. But now I'm here, so what am I gonna do with it? So one of the topics I'm charged to talk to you about today is how to 10X your business and 10X your life. How many of you wanna 10X your business? What if you could double your business right now? Would that be cool? Yeah. What if coming out of here, your business tripled? Wouldn't that be awesome? Heck yeah. But what if all of a sudden you 10X'd your business? It grew 10 times. Now, some of you might not fathom that right now. And I'm not gonna get into taxes and strategies right now. I'm gonna get into you and what you have to do. There are five things. There are five things that you have to do to 10X your business. Let me fast forward through this thing here. Here, real quick, guys. Flash it up on the screen. There's my beautiful wife and our son, Harrison. It was cool. You know what's really cool? This morning in the hotel room, I'm going over my slides, and he's just hanging out at my feet playing with the remote control. He's just kind of hanging out down there, just hanging out with Dad. I mean, it was awesome. And these five things. How many of you want to know these five things? That'll 10X your business right now. First thing is ambition. Number one is ambition. You have to heighten your ambition. I mean, here's the thing. Here's an analogy. John F. Kennedy. September 12th, 1962. I want to read you a quick little excerpt of the ambition level of him and what he wanted the country to do. He said, we chose to go to the moon. We chose to go to the moon in this decade due to the other things, not because they're easy, because they are hard. Because the goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, we are unwilling to postpone, one which we intend to win, and others too. That's pretty powerful, huh? But if I were to say, my fellow citizens, that we should send to the moon 240,000 miles away from control station in Houston, a giant rocket more than 300 feet tall, the length of a football field made of new metal alloys, some of which have not been invented yet. That's some ambition right there, isn't it? And as he wraps up, he says, many years ago, the great British explorer George Malraux, who was to die on Mount Everest, asked why he had to climb it. He said, because it was there. Well, space is there, and we're gonna climb it. and the moon and the planets are there, and the new hopes for knowledge and peace are there, and therefore we will set a sail and ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure to which man has ever embarked. Thank you. See, a lot of you right now, your ambition level is capped because of what you think you know how to do. It's not about what you know how to do. It's about raising that ambition level and learning how to do it. So here's a team that's happening. They have a high ambition level. Here, flash up the slide. You guys have heard of these guys. So here's the thing. There's many other incredible teams in this company, obviously. But that's just easy. I'm just pointing them out. It's just easy because they're on Facebook. Their ambition level's high. They're an example of that ambition level. Does that make sense? You see it. You hear it. You hear them on the call. You see it on Facebook, right? It's powerful. This guy, Sir Erwin from Singapore, he raised his ambition level. He said, you know what? Who did the fastest IMD? I'm going to do it in 7 months and 3 days or something. That's crazy. That's some heightened ambition right there, isn't it? Cinderella Man, Mr. Braddock, during the Great Depression, he was at a press conference, and he was about to fight, like, the best fighter in the world. And they said, Mr. Braddock, why are you fighting? Here's what he said. Milk. He doesn't have milk for his kids. He doesn't have food for his kids. That's why he's fighting. What is your milk? What do you want? Oh, I tell you, last year was tough. We lost Zig. We lost Stephen Covey. A couple years back before that, we lost Jim Rome. These are the greats that we listen to all the time. We all listen to them, don't we? Powerful stuff. There's a huge wake of unserved people that we have to step up and raise our ambition to serve. So the question is, who's it going to be? Turn to the person next to you and say, it's going to be me. See, if your ambition level is attached to a material thing or a goal, if you hit that goal or you don't hit that goal, you're going to stop working. It's got to be bigger than that. It's got to be, you know, your ambition. Why am I doing this? To live, love, and matter. Why am I doing this? Because I want milk for my kid. Why am I doing this? Because I want a better future for us in here. That's why I'm doing this. But it's going to take a boatload of this right here. Because ambition's in your head. But courage is going to make you hit the road. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. I'm going to get real personal with you for a second here. In 2010, we were at Journey. I think it was Phoenix. And I had just got out of my second divorce. Right before we started World Ventures, I had a first divorce, and then 2010, a second divorce. And I was on stage, and I was frustrated because I felt like a public success, but a private failure. But it takes a lot of courage to just share that, you know? But if I didn't have the courage to get my ass off the ground again and love again, and courage means leading with a full heart. That's what courage means. It doesn't mean the absence of fear. It means leading with a full heart. And so, yeah, some of you might be scared to talk to somebody or scared to do your business, but that doesn't mean anything. You step and you do it and you feel the fear anyway, but you do it anyway. But think about it. How many of us have been through a broken relationship or something bad has happened, but we live to fight another day? This movie right here, this is crazy. Powerful, powerful movie. If you haven't seen it, there's the movie right there. Pi is trapped on a boat. with a tiger. Okay, so your ship wrecks, you wake up, you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. And you're like, okay, that kind of sucks, doesn't it? But all of a sudden, the tiger comes out. You're like, dang, man, God, freaking tiger comes out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you do with that? So yeah, he was scared. But you know what made him survive? Courage. And he had to feed the tiger. He had to care for something else, which kept him alive. That's pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? I want to shout out to my buddy Chernobus. He's not here, he's overseas, but Chernobus, I call him Life of Pi. He's awesome. I love Chernobus. That boy is incredible. That says enough of itself. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We got ambition. That's great. We got courage. Now we're going somewhere. But I'm not going to ask you to do this one time. Number three is consistency. I'm not going to ask you to do one event. I'm not going to ask you to go to one training or do one presentation. You got to work this like a job. Well, some of you want to make the money so you don't have the job, right? But you got to work this. You have to have that mentality of consistency every single day. You got the rock in the water. Which wins? The water, hence the Grand Canyon, right? So it's powerful stuff. This guy's a genius. But you know where genius comes from? Genius comes from being prolific. Prolific means producing much fruit, producing many works. Productive. See, here's the thing. A lot of people think Mozart was a savant or a genius. Yeah, but he was prolific. He produced many, many works, right? Some of you see Jeff and Troy as geniuses. They are. You know why? Because they're prolific. They make things happen. They produce results, okay? Many people see Dave Yoloa's freaking cut up. He's all in shape. He's a genius at working out and staying fit. Why? Because he's prolific. He's consistent. He's making it happen. And so as you look at all the leaders in this company and see what we're producing, it's because we're consistent. That's the only thing that may be the difference. That maybe you came all the way here today to hear that one word. Okay, consistency, I get it. No, duh, but don't miss it. See, here's the thing. I'm telling you things right now that you already know, but it's about you listening and applying what I'm telling you right now. Number four, learning. See, here's the thing. My first 2.5 years of network marketing, I sponsored 3 people. I didn't even get my 4, dude. I mean, like the average person is getting it in their first 20 days now or something like that, the averages, right? I didn't even do that, right? But I would sit there on the front row of these Super Saturdays and training. This is 17 years ago and 10 years ago. And I'm sitting there going, there's something that I'm missing here. I don't know what it is, but I'm curious like a little child. And I'm learning and I'm figuring out what do I have to do. And then right here, we have social media is upon us. I'm not telling you to learn everything about social media, but here's the thing. Travel, we've got a video camera and a camera right here. So we got to learn how to use this. This is our weapon right here to show the world that we are having more fun, freedom, and fulfillment, right? Here's what else we have to learn. We got to learn about people. We got to learn about ourselves. We got to learn about leadership. See, one of the things I learned from a wise man once said, I tried to change the world, but that didn't work. I tried to change my country, but that didn't work. I try to change my state, but that didn't work. I try to change my community, but that didn't work. I try to change my family, but that didn't work. But you know what? I can change myself. But if we all change ourselves together, we could change the world, right? That's how we do that. That's how the game is won. And also, it's how you relate to people, how you treat people. Because even though, and that's what I love about our leadership here, guys, and the culture that we have, is as people grow in this company, we keep the egos in check. Because if you don't keep your ego in check, you're on your way back from where you came from. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget where we came from, right? And so that's important. The other thing that I've learned is a guy named Dean Alex. Where's Dean Alex at? Are you in the room? Dean Alex from Nashville. Okay, stay standing. I got a little choked up when I heard about your story and I saw your picture on Facebook, Dean. This guy, I don't want to butcher the story, but real quickly here. There, he's driving his motorcycle, I guess, with his friends are behind him, and they're going to go drop off a motorcycle so they can drive all the way here from Nashville to Denver. His motorcycle slides and goes out of control. He wrecks his motorcycle, shoulder dislocated. He's in the ER. This was just, like, I don't know, 36 hours ago or something. And I saw his picture on Facebook. He's got the "You Should Be Here" sign, like, partly open, and he's in the gurney. He's in the gurney. But it didn't stop there. He's like, "I'm going to boot camp." He gets out of the hospital. I guess they're in the van. They're on their way. They're driving halfway between here and Nashville and Denver. And the alternator goes out. Car's done. They figured out a way. They hitchhiked, or they did something. They got over here to boot camp with a dislocated shoulder. He made it happen over there. That inspires us, right? I mean, that's what I love about people. I learn so much from each and every one of you, every conversation that we have, every story like that, these new IMDs coming up, everybody. I mean, it's powerful. And so, but there's one more thing we must learn. Oops, forgot about this one. All right, let's go back to John Braddock for a second. So he's fighting. That's his manager. And he's on the ground. He's on the ground, and he's knocked out. He's over here knocked out, and his manager is saying, "Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Stay down for a second. Stay down. Let me talk to you for a second. Let me talk to you." See, because while he was down, he could listen for a little bit. He was coachable for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So if you're down, that's okay. Get some coaching and get back up. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. And if you get knocked down again, you get back up again. The only way you fail is if you stay down, right? So you get back up and live to fight another day. So we talked about ambition and courage and consistency, doing it over and over and over again to be prolific. And then learning. And here's the thing, guys. You don't have ambition, you generate it in the moment. You don't have courage, you generate it in the moment. You don't have consistency, you generate it in the moment. The power plant doesn't have energy, it generates it. It's all right here. So the last thing I want to talk about that will make you 10x your business, okay, is heightened ambition, heightened courage, heightened consistency, heightened learning. And the last thing is joy. We gotta have fun doing this, guys. And here's the perfect textbook guy that will exemplify joy is Mr. Wayne Nugent. Now, we got a lot of other people. We got Kim Campbell, we got the Balls. I mean, we got so many people that exemplify this, it's ridiculous. Now, so we just got back from Monte Carlo, right, on the RMD trip, and we're hanging out, and he's always hanging out with his Bluetooth speaker, you know, like, and cue that video, by the way, cue that video. I want you to see a quick little funny video that just joy in play. So check it out, play the video. There are my notes right there.
So Wayne's singing this song right here, watch.
Hey.
Monica, come here.
This is
really funny. We're listening to this song in the port of Monaco out here with all these yachts.
Aceta's over here. Monaco. This is like
loving it.
I
I had no part in this song. None. I want to put life in the fast lane.
I didn't either. It's not on my phone.
Turn around.
This one's for me. This one's for me to you.
This one's from us to you.
Yes.
Which one? Oh, yeah, this is how we're going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet emotion.
There we go. There we go.
Shaking your
can you feel it?
Crazy, just crazy. Sugar.
Pop sugar.
Nice. See, in the academic world, there's this thing called the development of expertise. And there's these handbooks, like literally handbooks, that talk about how in order to have mastery, there has to be joy. I mean, they don't say it exactly that way, but there has to be joy. There has to be having fun and play where it doesn't feel like work. You hear like a labor of love. We've heard that. Labor of love? No, this is not labor. This is just love, right? We got to have joy. And so, here, hit the next slide. Okay. So, the next one here. Okay. But here's what will steal your joy right here. Comparison is the thief of joy. See, some of you have been here for a while and you're going to see some people getting recognized. And you're going to be like, dang. But don't compare yourself to them because you've got your track. Stay in your lane, okay? Stay in your lane because you've got your time. And right now, it's time. It is time, isn't it? It is. Now, joy is the kind of happiness that doesn't depend on what happens. You don't have joy, you generate it. Do you hear me? Everything that I'm talking about, you don't have it, you generate it in the moment. So, as I wrap up here, these are the five things that are going to 10X your business. Heightened ambition, heightened courage, heightened consistency, heightened learning. Guys, we're going to take a break here in just a little bit. We've got CDs. We've got all kinds of stuff to fill your brain with the good stuff. We got to continue to learn. We got to continue to put the good seed in so you can be great. So literally, Johnny Wimbrey flies out of your mouth. Eric Grzybowski flies out of your mouth. Peach and Bolf and everybody, okay? Because you've learned it. And so what you need to do every day is you need to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how is my ambition today? How's my courage? How's my consistency? How's my learning? How's my joy? On a scale from 1 to 10, at the end of every day, count yourself in. Coach yourself right there. Look at that scale. And if you're not at least a 9 or a 10, you are not on your way to 10X. See, here's the thing. A lot of you be like, yeah, 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 10X, baby. Come on. I'm a 10X this thing, man. Come on. I'm a 10X this thing. You're getting all jacked up over here. Sorry. All right. So I'm getting all, you're all jacked up on Mountain Dew. You know, you're like, I'm a 10X this thing. And then all of a sudden, a month later, you're down to 1X. You got to keep this thing up. It's called high performance, heightened and sustained performance. On a scale from 1 to 10, you got to stay at a 9 to 10 every single day consistently. Not a lottery. Don't play like this event is a lottery or this month is a lottery, okay? You got to be prolific, which means consistently over time. So guys, it's time. It's time to heighten your ambition. It's time to heighten your courage. It's time to increase that consistency in your life. Because here's the thing, I'm not just talking about your business. I'm talking about your relationships. I'm talking about relationship with your kids, your spouse. Let me ask you this, do you think your marriage could be better if you heighten your ambition or your courage? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe your consistency. Okay, you kiss your
What? Yeah.
So you walk into your house and kiss your spouse 3 times a day. That's 1,000 times over a year, right? You walk in your house or kick your dog 3 times a day, then that's 1,000 times you kick your dog. That's not good, right? You want to heighten everything. And so, do you know these words? Yeah, you've heard of these words before, but it's about applying these words and knowing what you're gonna do to go from 1 to 10 and keep it at a 10. Now, this weekend, I needed to hear this talk. See, you didn't need to be here. I didn't need to be here, but we chose to be here. We chose to be here. Because a guy like Dean Alex wrecks on his motorcycle but makes it. And so I'm back there going, man, I'm back there going, man, I know each and every one of you had to take your schedules and figure out what you had to do to get here. So we want to make sure and deliver the goods for you. Amen? Good so far? Awesome, guys. Listen, I appreciate your time and attention. Here's the deal. We got a 10x your business, guys. It's very, very important. Let's rock and roll, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.